Thank you for listening to The Orbit. I am J.W. Dennison, the news director for Orbit Media, and today I'm joined by Jackie Vascura. She is the director of career services, and she joins me to talk about the first ever Impact Fair, which offers students, employers, and Muskingum alumni the opportunity to connect with professionals and explore careers in the healthcare system. That event takes place February 12th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and she joins me this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. So what was the, since this is the first ever Impact Fair of this nature, what was the impetus behind it?
Sure. So this is something that the nursing department has done a job fair for a number of years. And we decided to partner with them. And we said, you know, this is an opportunity to take what they've already established, being the job fair, and let's turn it into more. Let's add some networking opportunities. Let's bring back some alumni to speak so that we can truly make this an opportunity for students to grow.
A lot of events have seemed to come up over the last two semesters, and I've only been here for three. So my sample size is a little small, but what's the big motivation for all these new events that are coming up?
Well, the idea behind the Impact Center is to create a hub for opportunities for students. And so it's a way for us to create engaging events to where students can grow and have that professional development opportunity here on campus, and to create opportunities such as this one by bringing back alums and being able to create networking opportunities.
How many people have registered with this, be it the alumni or the potential employers?
Okay, so right now with employers, we have about 15 employers who have registered. We also have some of the grad programs from here at Muskingum University, the healthcare kind of grad programs registered, because we want to make sure that students know that there are opportunities for careers, but there are also opportunities here on campus to where they could continue their education in the healthcare industry. So we have about 15 employers. I think we have three or four of the grad programs. Student-wise, we have about 40 students who have registered. Alumni, we have three alums that are going to come back, and they are going to do networking presentations. So they're going to kind of share their journey. Those will be at 10:30 and 11:30. And then we'll also have throughout the day an opportunity where we have alumni kind of stationed in an area where students can come back and network with them.
Muskingum University's RN and BSN program was ranked number one in Ohio by rncareers.org. And has been distinguished as a nationally recognized nursing school of distinction. Do you think events like this kind of help propel that quality that we have here at Muskingum?
Absolutely. And I think employers are excited to come to our campus and have this invite because our students are so exceptional. Our program is ranked and they know that. The challenge we're having as well is to have them realize that we have a great nursing program, but we have other majors that are great too. Because I think that one gets put out there a lot. And so we're letting them know that this is healthcare. That's why we're calling it healthcare kind of careers instead of just nursing. Because a lot of employers are recognizing what a great program we have and they're wanting to get our grads.
Well, what other healthcare careers will be touched on during this event?
Well, we've encouraged hospital systems to come so that, you know, if they need someone in IT, if they need someone that's a business major, if they need someone that can do marketing, or like we have an exercise science and health and fitness, so those folks could work in some of the rehab areas. So we're really looking for employers that can come across the spectrum, because we know we've got, you know, a lot of companies that want to come and recruit our nurses. So now we want them to know that we have other opportunities. And that's what one of our alums that are coming back, he is in fundraising for healthcare. So again, that could come across the board for a lot of different majors. It's not just the traditional kind of STEM major, but there are careers for people that are outside of that area in the healthcare industry.
Wonderful. So this appeals to a very actual broad collection of people from campus, not just the nursing staff and things like that.
That's the idea. The idea will be to start this year and then continue to try to grow it, because it started as a nursing event. So obviously we have a strong base there because that was where we began when we kind of partnered with the nursing department. But the idea is we want to grow it so that it's a larger opportunity for more students across campus.
So if you wouldn't mind laying out how the day's going to look for people who are participating in the Impact Fair so they know what they're in for when they sign up.
Yes, wonderful. So the event runs from 10 to 1 in the rec center, or the Steel Center. Oh, let's start that again. The event starts from 10. The event is from 10 to 1 in the Steel Center. It is not something that a student has to be there the entire time. It is a drop-in when you have time between that 10 and 1 period. But throughout that 10-in-1, in addition to the fair, the career fair, we will also have other things going on. So at 10:30, we have an alum coming from Lima Memorial Hospital. He's one of their kind of financial guys, and he will do a talk. We're calling it Minute with a Muskie. And he's going to share his journey and say how he got to that role and where he, you know, what path he took to get there. Then from at 11:30, we have two other alums that are coming. They are married and they're nursing students. They're going to talk about their journey and how they got to where they are and what helped them and helped, you know, move them to this, to where they are now. Then we will have throughout the day opportunities for networking with other alums that are just kind of stationed. We'll have an event there. We'll have a table for Big Interview, which is a software program that the Impact Center has purchased to help students with mock interviews and helping to develop those speaking skills. And then we will also have events throughout the day where we'll have some prizes and we'll be able to give those away for people who have attended. Also, if students pre-register, we have a swag bag that they will receive when they check in with us at the table. So that's kind of fun. It gives them something to feel like they're going to, a, you know, kind of a big event where they get a little swag bag with information and prizes. And then, like I said, throughout the day, we will kind of have a moderator who's kind of speaking, announcing when things are happening. And then that's when there'll be opportunities to gain some prizes. And usually those will be associated with maybe come up and tell us about some skills you've gained while you're at Miss Gingham that will help advance you or different things to make it career related.
Before I move on to my next set of questions, is there anything else about the Impact Fair you want to talk about? Or
I just really hope students see the value and decide to participate because I think it's going to be great. Even if it's not an event that you think like, oh, this company is really where I want to work, just having the opportunity to be exposed to a fair such as this, it helps to grow that professional development for a student.
The thing I want to move on to next, just because you did touch on it briefly, and I think a lot of this stuff doesn't get the traction in the public eye, is the interview software you just mentioned. There's that, and then there's the micro internship program that we have. And we've discussed it before here at WMCO, but for one more time, just because I like getting the word for these kinds of types of programs out there, if you want to talk about those a little bit.
Sure, thank you. So we talked about Big Interview. Big Interview is a software platform that students will create their account using their Miss Gingham ID, their Miss Gingham email, and they make sure that they indicate they're a Miss Gingham student because we've already paid for it, so it will be free for students to use. Once they create that, it gives them the opportunity to select, like, here's the area that I need to learn and grow my interview skills. So you select the industry, the area, it could be grad school, it could be engineering, whatever it might be, they select that. And then from there, they are presented with questions. It records and then it gives them feedback on that and says, you know, you didn't make good eye contact or you said too many times or whatever it might be. It's going to give them that opportunity. So it is a really great resource and it's available 24/7 for students. So that's Big Interview. The other one you mentioned was the micro internships, which is Parker Dewey. Parker Dewey is a platform where schools can register to be a partner, and then students will go in and create profiles. Once they create the profiles, then they can be selected to do micro internships. The idea behind micro internships is companies have, you know, projects or things that they need done. They don't need to hire an intern full-time or a full-time employee to accomplish that. It's more like a 40-hour or 80-hour project. They just need someone that has a little bit of time to create this project. So they will hire a micro intern to do that. So students will go in and create, again, they'll create an account using their Miss Gingham email address. Once they create that account, it will then ask them to set up a profile. Students need to do a really nice job of answering the questions that are asked to create that profile because that is what companies will use to determine if they're going to hire somebody. And this is a national program, so it's not just for us. So they need to do a good job so that then they can be selected to do these micro internships, which will help grow their resume and develop them. And then it could lead to further future career opportunities.
All righty. And have you had a lot of feedback from students yet about either one of those programs?
So in this fall, we had a group of students from Professor Starcher's class, and they did a lot of presentations for us, and they kind of dug really deep into the Big Interview, and they really gave us great feedback and said what a great program it is and how it's helpful that it can happen anytime that they want to. You know, we're in our offices from 8 to 5, but this can happen at 2 in the morning, and they can have those opportunities. The Parker Dewey students are really excited, but I think they're just now starting to dig into it. So I think we're in the early stages of it, but we are very excited about that opportunity. Another program that the Impact Center has created or purchased this year, it's called Focus to Career. This is an opportunity for students. It can be anywhere from first year through seniors. I feel like it helps with a lot of people. It helps with personal exploration. It asks a lot of questions, you know, what do you like? What motivates you? What type of careers? What are your interests? What do you do best? It asks a lot of questions, and then it provides a nice summary at the end of majors or even careers that would fit with what students have indicated that fits with them. And so I feel like it's a great tool to help students to kind of figure who they are out, get to know themselves better, which then helps them to be able to select a career and then also ultimately be better at interviewing because they know themselves and they can really answer those questions and market who they are to that future employer or grad school.
See, I knew about that program because I have a friend who is largely undecided and then they've decided to major in business because they couldn't decide what they want to do. And I'm like, we have something that can help you iron that out because they don't like the business major so far for them personally.
Okay.
They don't think it fits for them. And I'm like, well, here's a way for you to figure it out if
Absolutely.
You just want to do it. It's just about knowing the resources and actually using them.
Absolutely. And that's great. That's great advice you're sharing with your friend. All students can go to the muskingum.edu, go to the Impact Center. They would click on students. Then from there, there's a section called Campus Resources. When they click on that, it shows all of these that we've talked about. It also in there gives a link to My Bookings link. So if a student is wanting to have a one-on-one conversation about, hey, I'm not sure what I want to do, or can you review my resume, or I have an interview coming up, whatever it might be, I'm happy to meet with students. And that's a great way to connect me. They just select what time they want to be there, and we will sit down and we will have a one-on-one appointment.
All righty, that sounds wonderful. Is there anything else you want to share about the Impact Center that I haven't touched on so far?
So we have a lot of programs coming up for the semester. We would love to see all students there. One that's coming up this week, we are going to be the sponsor of Brood. And so, of course, we're putting a career theme to it, a professional development theme. So we're going to be playing some Wheel of Fortune, but all of our things are kind of from the professional development lens. We have lots of great prizes, so we want to see students there. And that way we're making connections with them. And then if they get to know us, maybe they'll be more likely to utilize our services. We will also have career conversations, one a month, starting February 15th. Those will be open opportunities to come to the Impact Center and just talk to us. We're going to be there. We're going to have probably some snacks because snacks are good. So we'll have some snacks. We'll have some time for conversation and just to help students wherever they are and with whatever they need. And then we will have other programs throughout the semester. So please, you know, kind of keep an eye on the MU engagement on Instagram. You know, look at our website, follow us out there, come in and see us, make an appointment, or just stop by. But we want to be there for our students and help in any way we can.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. I've been J.W. Dennison, News Director for Orbit Media, joined by Jackie Vascura, the Director of Career Services at the Impact Center, talking about the upcoming Impact Fair on February 12th from 10 to 1. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.